Hello, connoisseurs. Welcome to the mob. This is Marcus Onesimus Boston. I'm your black, blessed, and highly favored host of Cognac Corner, the podcast with real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac. You are a few moments away from the hearing of the newest episode, but don't forget to get all past episodes and merch from cognaccorner.com. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast from. Also, follow me on all socials at MoBoston314. Again, that's M-O Boston 314. Now pour yourself a glass and enjoy the show. Welcome back, connoisseurs, to Cognac Corner. Let me fuck this intro up. Okay, here we go. Welcome back, connoisseurs, to Cognac Corner, to the Cognac Corner podcast, recorded in historic Soulard, Missouri.
None of y'all saw that.
On Cognac Corner is where real conversations with real people about love, sex, relationships, fueled by cognac happens. I am Marcus.
Whoa. You kind of buried that real quick. You're like, it's about what? What's this?
It's about real conversations with real people about love, sex, relationships, fueled by
drinking.
Cognac. I know, right?
I was like, you son
of a bitch, Coaster.
Cognac. Oh.
And today.
That was real smooth. I do like cognac. Listen. Cognac is awesome. But man, they'll catch you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let them fool you. It is not good.
It is it's an acquired taste. It's not for everybody. I just got here, guys. It took me a lot. I agreed for 33 years that was horrible. And recently. Well, last 3 years when I got back.
Yeah, it's only changed in the last few years for you?
Probably last three.
Gotcha.
Probably last three. Who am I? I am Marcus Onesimus Boston, podcast poppy, podcast zaddy. Welcome to the mob. Check me out at cognaccorner.com. And today we have on the Bland family. And
don't forget to ask Mark.
Cecil, I can answer this real quick for you. Cecil, you got to get back here. First, I ran up against Lacey Clay to be a first district, opportunist. But then that didn't work for me, so I had to resort to going on. And first, I found the Twitter followers. It was like $150. For like 25,000, but I had to find 150 bucks first, and then I got bored and I left and I forgot, so I forgot to buy them. Sorry.
Thank you. Throw that grenade in here, Cecil. Just gonna throw it.
Yeah. Why is this dude throwing bombs?
Just roll it in here and run away. I said, thank you.
Bombs people and leaves. What's up with that?
One day I'm gonna have a good intro. Not gonna be today. One day I'm gonna get it. I'll never want a good intro. Well, all my intros to be is go as planned and go off the rails. That's how.
No, it's fine.
Can't put a saddle on a Mustang.
You can't.
That was a great quote. That was a great Coach Daly and Robin. That was.
There it is.
That is the voice of Mark Bland.
Oh, that's me.
And the more important Bland is Angie Bland. Welcome to Cognac Corner. Round of applause, goddammit.
Oh, you clap for yourself? I clap for you. You're supposed to say hi.
Hi. I was clapping for Marcus. Marcus.
She loves people with the name Mark.
Mark and Marcus.
She just loves us.
MM. I am sweating. I got new glasses. We can put those there.
Oh my goodness.
We get to. All right, so we open this thing up. Got those out the way. 60 shots. Now, these are questions that range from PG to inappropriate.
Okay.
So, is this
the
normal rundown on the show?
Here? This is a new addition. This is how we sort of baptize my new guests.
Five questions. I got you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So this is brought to you by Big Stu Films. Big Stu Films, Big Stu Studios is the official photographer and videographer of Cognac Corner.
Who's Big Stu?
Big Stu is that T-shirt. Is that guy that makes me look good? You see all the pictures up
the
show.
That looks like Cecil.
Yeah, yeah.
He just looks like Cecil. He just happened to look exactly like Cecil.
I have a type.
You do have a type.
I have a type.
For real. That's funny.
I have a type.
Oh, shit. I gotta sip some cognac
on there. Yeah, I have a type. And so the pictures I put up on, pictures I use for the show on Facebook, he does my photography and stuff. So he is the website, all the stuff to make the level up I needed. Stu does other things for the shows. The
level up you needed.
Yeah.
I need some leveling up.
I agree. We're going to get you together. We're going to put some seasoning on the chicken.
It's over. I'm old.
We're going to wash it. We're going to reinvigorate that unseasoned chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
And put some lorries.
So, the white people chicken I got going on over here. So unseasoned. Ain't no, there are no Cavenders on this. That's all I'm saying. There's no Cavenders. I love Cavenders, though. But it's about you over there, little Missy. We got right. questions for you.
Right. We go Angie first, then we go Mark, then we go. Maybe we go me, but I don't even know.
It's up to you.
It's about y'all. All right.
It's up to you.
Missionary or doggy?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, we not. No. Boo.
I'll get in.
He'll answer and tell us both. Go ahead, then.
No. I'll get in. No, I prefer doggy.
Okay.
I like the way it feels for me, but like I don't speak on behalf of. Plead the fifth over there.
Angie, I need to say the tagline of the show again.
Questions. Trust me, she'll answer questions. You just got to ask her the right questions. You got to answer the right questions. Like, we can't get super deep like that. I mean, you can.
Like the first
question. I want her to get super deep.
I come out the box. I don't have kind of time for warm-ups. I can't go out the box. I got to go for it. Times of the essence. We just started celebrating Juneteenth. I got to go for it all now.
Here we go. Start this way. Sex or no sex? Just ask her that.
Beach or mountains?
Oh, there you go.
Beach.
For sure, beach.
Drunk sex or high sex?
Do what?
Drunk sex or high sex?
High sex for me.
I guess drunk.
It's high for me.
Virgin or porn star?
As far as ability or what you would like to have?
What would you rather have?
Oh, a virgin or a porn star?
Mm-hmm.
Both.
No, there's no such thing as both.
She wants.
There's no virgin porn star. I want you to never fuck and be great at it.
Whoa.
I gotta drink that answer.
This is just fantastic because she's like, I want to get screwed by a porn star while I'm taking a virgin's like virginity. Like she wants a threesome where she's handling business and getting business handled. Like I understand that. Like I can respect that. Do you see what I'm saying? For me,
that made no. Well, how do you have a virgin? You want someone never had nothing but good at it?
Oh,
that doesn't work.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Okay, so here's the deal with this argument. It's like if you choose porn star, it's like yeah, you could tell people you were with a porn star. That's fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose virgin, you could be the porn star to that virgin's life. Like you are the one that they match everything else up against. Do you see what I'm saying? And you're never gonna forget
or
your
that
first
could
time.
Be a bad thing.
You'll never forget your first time though. You never will. So I'm gonna go virgin. Screw the porn star. That's what I'm not down with porn star.
I like professionals. So
you like professionals.
Yeah.
Do you have favorites?
Oh, I can run down my list. Male and female performers.
Wait a second. Why do you have a list of males? I'm just curious.
Because everybody likes
dick in their porn. No. That's what it comes down to. Listen. You can ask
you're not
anybody.
Gonna do this to me.
You can ask anybody.
Not gonna do this to me, Mark.
Go ahead.
Just like you like Denzel, you like your actors that deliver in a way that you can believe they're really leveling it. You're really
but you only
the performance.
Want them there for the dick. That's my point. I'm not saying you like the dick.
I need production and storyline in my porn. So I like certain actors.
I would
deliver in ways I feel I can deliver. It mirrors my own. Like,
sure, I don't mind lesbian porn where two girls get it on because that looks sexy as hell, right? Great, but I want to see a dude rail a chick because that's more natural and authentic to who I am as a person.
Right.
So like that like speaks more to me. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you ask dudes, you're like, "Do you like dicks? Nah." All right, how about porn without penises in it? Oh, that's just boring. Like, yeah, all of a sudden they like dicks. And it's like, yeah, guys like dicks and porns. They just aren't thinking about the penis. Like, that's not their thing. They want that repetition of something that they're used to, that they've seen before. That's what it comes down to.
I like my porn to be like a gladiator event. I want her to be into it. I want him to be into it. I want this to be
you don't
like
think it sounds fake? Like they she's
but I do enough research. The ones that give me a good consistent. There's actors I like. I say they deliver in the ways that I feel like I'm watching some shit I should be watching.
Who's your favorite male porn actor? Because we're gonna tweet him off my verified account. right now.
We are
going to tag you, and we're going to be like, this
I'm so glad you said it before I told you, you dirty dog.
Dude likes your shit, and man, you need to sign some stuff.
I'm getting out of
purple dildos in the mail, signed by your favorite porn actor when I'm done. For real. Sip on that cognac now.
I don't search
hold
that.
Hold on, like Kermit, let me sip on this cognac for a minute.
How do you deal with him? Like, I need to know how you got here. I need to know how you got here and I'm struggling. Like, if Mark has a wife, I know it has to be me because hey, there's something I'm doing wrong because this makes no sense.
First off, I'm a porn star in bed, okay? I'm a porn star in bed. I'll sign some shit for you and send it over to you if you want.
Let me ask the other person in that room. Should he be signing anything? Well, can we get out of the 60
asked
shots?
You a question.
He's
like,
still talking.
No, he was just laughing.
No, Andrew, please go. Let me give you more time to drink. Please say more.
What was your question?
Should he be signing anything as a porn star?
No.
Damn.
God damn.
Wait, I got a sound for that.
No, I don't want him signing anything as a porn star because I don't want other women to think that he's a porn star because he's mine.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened right there. Yeah, she shot holes in all that shit.
She don't want you. Well, no one want to take you off, buddy.
Denzel be like, my man.
Mark coming through like, where am I sounding? Wait.
Oh, my God. You're spending too much time trying to play.
Is this live?
Yes. Unfortunately. I don't know why he's playing these. Oh. Yeah, that's me coming out the bathroom. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's when I'm rocking coming out the bathroom, bro. With leopard skin fucking undies on and shit. Getting ready to derobe. Like Carol Baskins.
I still haven't watched and I will not.
Why not? It's fantastic.
I will not do it.
No, dude, it's worth the train ride and the
I'm so glad I didn't fall victim. No, it was hot.
To be honest with you, I don't know why you want it. Doesn't affect you one way or the other, and it really is good content and entertaining to watch. Like it
and
literally
you
will
think,
make
oh
you
my
sit
gosh,
there and blow your mind.
Okay.
No, you'll sit there and think your life's okay and you'll be like blown away by all the things you find out about every single person. Like it's not just the dude and this situation. It's like this dude and all 50 people in the documentary around him and all of their stories about their lives too. It's not just them talking about him. I've got at least 15 different people with backstories I need to find out more shit about. Like, legit, right now. Like, we need more Tiger King episodes to dive into this dude's background, that guy's background, and her background. Like,
and say, so how do we all get
for
here?
Real? Like, for real. Because these people, like, you don't put all this shit together like an erector set and it just comes out looking this way. Like, that's not how this life mm-hmm. works.
It's
no.
a process, baby.
This shit's happening out of nowhere. These people are creating shit.
Cardi B and Nicki.
It is.
Cardi B and Nicki.
Cardi B or Nicki?
Mm-hmm.
Nicki. All day. I don't care if Cardi B is a porn star or a stripper. I don't care.
She's a professional.
Professional.
I don't know if I know who.
Cardi B?
I don't know if I know what Cardi B looks like.
That's possible. See, that's I think, one of Cardi B's biggest problems. I think her music is known, but I think her music's known, and I don't think people really know her face all that well.
I agree. I mean, especially since like we had so much time away, like she ain't put out much, and like Nicki's sort of doing whatever she's doing.
Well, her songs were always on the radio or like somewhere where I'm not seeing a visual, like
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't all watch MTV anymore, right? We
just I'm glad I don't. I'd watch a lot less. I'm
we
so
just
glad
go straight to we just go straight to YouTube, search exactly the thing we want and watch mm-hmm. it. Like that's how we do
they'll
it.
They'll keep
now,
feeding
like,
you the same shit, so you'll
right.
never see nothing
so
besides
never
the same
seen
shit.
The yet. Same shit, like exactly. So I get it. Yeah. So
blunts or joints.
Blunts. Neither.
Blunts for real.
Tall men or average?
I like my men tall. I like them taller.
Good
like,
to know.
You know,
I think
you know like tall women want a guy. You know, like tall women want a guy who's taller than them so they don't feel so like weird compared to
tall.
Them. Same thing for me. I just want a taller guy so that I can feel like he holds me and cuddles me. She said tall.
I think we need to go get help after this.
Possibly. It's possible.
This ain't even a good question for y'all because y'all married. So
I'll just ask you a question, man.
Condoms or plan B?
Ooh, yeah. Condoms all the way.
Man.
We didn't use them twice.
Yeah. There's two times we didn't use condoms, for sure. For sure. that we know of that scream at us and yell at us. Ask us our names, where you're going to be, why are you in the room, why is the room locked? Mommy, daddy, what are you doing in that locked room right now? You know, things like that. It's crazy.
I'm mommy, it's daddy. Get off my mama. I'm
having like that moment. Like that's Kevin Hart. There's certain sexual positions you can't recover from. Like, and that's that doggy style one. That's like you got to pretend you're playing football. We're going over the game plan this week. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Kevin Hart talking about the where you're laying on your side and you're giving up the booty. This is my favorite TV show. When it's over, I'll let you know, kids. It's almost to your mama's favorite part of the show. Uh-huh. Look at her just smiling over there.
She's gonna cuss you out in the car.
Yeah, I know. I'm dead now.
Are you
so dead? I'm dead now, so I know what's up.
You brought your own rope to hang yourself.
For real.
He's like, you bought the rope, you brought your own. I said, at least let me give you some rope.
For real.
I carry rope for this. White liquor or dark liquor? What's up?
What we got over there in the green? You can just
some carts I'm blowing through.
Some carts you're going through.
Yeah, I ate no lunch today. I didn't eat stuff.
And let me try that cart with the green handle on it. Yeah, let me see how that one tries out.
See where it takes you.
Oh, there's nothing in it. Everything.
Is that empty?
It don't matter. I'm not worried about it.
Was some chocolate?
Moving on.
White liquor or dark liquor? How we? I see. No, that's where we at.
Angie, everybody saw you shake your head on the live camera. And tell me no. It's not like nobody saw that, okay? I just want to let you know.
Like
that
we spell in front of your kids, but the kids can spell. Like, yeah, exactly. Mom, you spell shit. Like, we can stop that now.
Like, it happened. You're fine. You're fine.
Well, I'm going to have the together.
This is a typical white woman. What? This is it right here. Like, this is nothing. This is not bad or good. This is it. Like, you're gonna, like, they're gonna clam up a little bit. They ain't gonna talk about as much things as you want. Like, this is how it works in life, bro.
I have vodka. Well, you got it's too. You got adults.
Oh, if you had vodka. Wait.
You guys are adults.
You really want to take her inhibitions down? Like, you really want to get her moved down?
There's a bottle of vodka right upstairs.
White Claw.
Oh yeah, I ain't got no White Claw.
You ain't got no White Claw.
No, I'm not there.
You ain't got no strawberry lemonade, mm-mm, natural light seltzers, mm-mm, or anything like that. Okay. Mm-mm. I'm just saying. Oh, what about? Hey, you got some Jolly Ranchers and some Zima, bro? Like, whoa, we can handle that shit.
You're losing me.
I've used that before. Like, for legit.
I believe it worked. It sounds very reasonable. Sounds like a good idea. Oh, this one's 15 minutes, man. I feel like we were here for 2 hours. This will be great. This is fun. All right, here we go. Getting together. I feel like I'm in trouble. Like, I'm in a doghouse. I'm on the couch tonight. I feel like I'm in trouble. And
I don't know if you're going to ever come on another show again in your life. I'll never do this again. I didn't even have to talk her into it, really, and now I feel like it's always going to be talker.
I mean, we can switch gears and do a sorority one. Like, we can. The sorority quest is a lot more tame, a lot more.
Just go. Just ask your questions. Bland. You're doing it, man.
Small live shows or stadiums.
Small live shows,
yeah. Or so stadiums?
Like concerts,
yeah, like concerts.
Like, you like a pageant type venue, or would you rather be at the amphitheater,
like our Busch Stadium, some shit?
Probably like a small one, only because you probably get a better view of the artist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A better seat.
I prefer a smaller, intimate, more like, I don't listen when I am at a show backstage or doing something with the music business. I'd rather be in an amphitheater, honestly. Mm-hmm. There's just less people to run over and bump into and all this other, like, it's more spread out and you can do your work.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like the physical show goes, I always take a smaller venue, a more intimate vibe.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. What was your last concert? I haven't been in a concert forever.
The last one I physically went to was probably the Chicks.
Us or
the Chicks
together, or
both
ways.
That's true. When was the Chicks? Because they're not the Dixie Chicks anymore. They're called the Chicks.
Oh, for real?
They got rid of Dixie because it's too racist.
Lady Antebellum, I'm waiting on y'all too. What Lady A gonna be? They just Lady now?
They're Lady A.
Oh,
they changed their name to Lady A.
Yeah. I was just kidding, but that's
true. Yeah, that's true.
I googled. I said, "What does Antebellum mean?" I said, "Oh shit!"
But here's the problem.
I like this song though.
But no. Here's the problem I have with all that. If you don't mind me speaking,
roll on
just 1 second.
Go ahead,
just
roll it.
1 second.
Roll it, baby.
I have a problem with them. Okay, so the Confederate statues and the flags and all that, I understand that. That makes sense to me because you lost the war. You're a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Losers are losers. Mm-hmm. Losers don't get to raise their flag. Okay, so you lost. Done. Now
losers are.
But that doesn't mean that the Civil War didn't exist. that doesn't mean that words like antebellum or Dixie or this or that didn't exist and were representative of those time periods, of those places, but they're not like indicative of racism themselves. Like, that's just what we called this type of a person who lived on this type of a place. This is what we called that place. That area we called it Dixieland, because that's just kind of where Dixie, this girl Dixie, used to live. And like, you see what I'm saying? Like, we try to like add so much wokeness to everything, and I go, guys, wokeness for this is fine, let's kill that off, but we don't have to do all of this all the time. Like the idea of erasing history as if it never existed.
Yeah, like, we still know about Hitler. Like, Hitler's very well talked about. We know.
We're talking about it right now.
American History Channel has it on every week. I watched some this morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, history,
There's the American Military Network, or AMN, or whatever it is. All they do is play World War II and World War I stuff talking about Hitler. Literally 24-7.
Yes, I watch it 23-7, 26.
And I know all these people that watch this, and they're like, I'm always watching this stuff on, like, History Channel and this and that. I'm like, yeah. Because you love revisiting these times and these things, especially if you're a Trump supporter. You love the stuff about Hitler. Like, this is great. You're, like, learning how Trump's working you over, how he's going to get the propaganda to you, the things you're going to have to do as a blonde-haired, blue-eyed person who hates black people in the United States. Like, all these great things that you're going to do, you learn this from your World War II videos. I understand why. I get it. I understand. Whatever. Who cares? Life.
It just, I think for me, when I watch it, I love the...
I think she's disappointed in me now. Like, I think that, I'm done. Yeah. Like, look at her face. She's like, this dude's done.
He's toast. All right. 90s R&B or 2000s?
Ooh. 90s.
What specifically from the 90s? What do you like?
You tell me... You pick a 90s R&B artist now, and I'll play it on the spot. You just tell me one.
Oh.
Tell me.
Give him our wedding song. Michael
Jackson. Well, I don't know. Michael Jackson's not really R&B, though.
But he is, though, man. Are you going to try to sit there and tell me Human Nature is an R&B?
He's a pop artist. It's hard to put him in. Like, when I think R&B, I'm thinking.
Free Willy.
Jodeci. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's R&B 90s in my mind.
Right.
Case. Mary J.
Her wedding song was Casey and JoJo.
Which one?
All My Life.
All My Life.
I want to hear the song now.
That's what we danced to on our wedding night.
I looked at y'all picture. I said, oh, look at them. Looking so just full of love and positivity and joy.
You brought in two 40-year-old white people, and then, like, literally they told you, oh, yeah, we got R&B from the 90s that we love. It was our wedding song, legitimately. Like, not even
so. I almost felt bad. I said, hey, me feeling bad now at the time change. I mean, I remember having that album and when it came out, probably when I was in high school. I had to rock the hell out that damn album.
They just forgot about Devontae. They were just like, get D out of here. Like, who cares about you, dude? Nobody even cares about you, bro. It's me and Casey. Me and Casey are the stars.
Oh, man, I want to.
And Devontae's like, I wrote all the songs, fool. Dang, this is my track.
R. Kelly. No. I wish he could have just stopped.
You just
could have stopped.
Why not? Once again, you know, I mean, Bill Cosby would have been one of my favorite 90s R&B artists.
Let's help
baby, 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 baby. Love that. The piano is so pretty. That piano is gorgeous.
Yeah, I love a good pianist.
No, just that the way that it flows is beautiful. Like, it's great. It sounds great. And then their words. Now, don't get me wrong. Looking back on it now, in 2020, they kind of the way you look at 70s, like, Happy Days episodes, they sound kind of hokey with that over-the-topness that Jodeci was popular for. Yeah. You know, it seems a little too over-the-top, right? Because he goes, oh, my life.
Right, yeah, in the sand, in the desert, in leather boots,
screaming at the sky, like nobody around at all.
TLC
does it,
TLC, TLC, absolutely,
but
let's stop, Pepper. They were right. They were
smack them. I'm smack them around. I'm smack you around a little bit. You got some troop for me? Where's my troop?
Ooh, don't play with me. I got some troop.
Cognac corner. No. Stop. Give me my Tevin Campbell. That's what I really want. Give me Tevin.
Tevin came out being gay.
I want Tevin. Who cares? I want Tevin, man.
I love me some Tevin.
I want troop and Tevin. You know what I'm saying? There was other groups like that. High Five. High Five. They had a track too, dude. Yeah, High Five for sure. just to give people something. Like, yeah, yeah, we get in on that 90s R&B. Come on now.
Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Well, you've got to, they're icons. Like, Boys to Men, they don't count. They're literally R&B icons.
They don't count for 90s, I guess.
They do, but like.
Oh, they're definitely 90s. Oh, yeah.
Come and talk to me. I really want to see them. Can I talk to you?
Ooh, yeah.
I really want to see. And they even tried, hold on, they even tried to go a little Casey and Jonah, like, oh yeah, like they tried to get into it. Yeah.
Here we are again.
To be honest with you, Troop was the weakest of all of them. Even over High Five, it was stronger than Troop. Like, I didn't think Troop was all that strong.
Damn.
A lot of people got Troop confused with them shoes. That's the problem with Troop. Troop has there was shoes.
BBD.
BBDs for sure.
Look at guy. We ain't back on track, goddammit. Shit.
Boxers.
Martin or Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince.
Oh, Fresh Prince. Martin was funny at times. Bro Man from the Fifth Floor, like, that's about it.
That question is always a good one on the show because usually, like, as a kid, Fresh Prince was relatable. But as adults, Martin is sort of, like, we have a cold. Everyone has those friends where, as an adult, like, I watch Martin. It comes on every day, and
Martin
I watch it.
Martin tried to lay in adult jokes.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince was trying to be Roseanne for black families.
Right,
like,
right.
This idea
it was
of
a transition
like,
from Cosby to something more.
This family unit that, like, has black culture in it and is involved. And that's where you get different world and all that, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they go down that road. But over here, Martin, he's trying to lay in jokes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 19 years old back then, you might catch some of the jokes or not all of them. When you turn into your 30s and 40s and you watch an episode of Martin, you catch all the jokes.
Yeah.
Finally. Like, you get
it. Oh, yeah. Like,
you see why they're popping.
I'm living it. I'm Tommy. I ain't got no job, but I'm fly. And like,
right,
you know, so
exactly.
Like, I'm just,
like, you know a cousin that's like that.
Yeah.
Like, he never has a job. He's always telling people how fly and awesome he is. Yeah, like, I get that. I told you.
Yeah, my dumb friend, a crazy fucking neighbor. Like, I can relate to this shit. So the jokes now is like, oh, yeah, this is just life. This
here,
is a Thursday night.
Roseanne or Friends. Now you're starting to ask them white people. Hold on. I know. It's not.
I'm going to pour me another drink.
You need some more drink. Get you some apple.
I don't know. I like them both.
See? She can't. She's confused now. Before it was, oh, Fresh Prince, not Martin. He sucks. Like,
I didn't
now
say
it's
Martin sucks.
Now it's, oh, now I'm really confused. Can I add Frasier to that? Can Frasier be on
know.
That?
No, Frasier sucked. And so did, don't even ask me about Everyone Loves Raymond.
Oh, that's a horrible show.
Everybody didn't love Raymond.
No, Raymond was boring.
I hated his bitch ass.
No, you need to be in your 50s to catch those jokes. They're trying to be funny for the 2000s. It's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. That's my opinion.
You know what's funny? I used to watch all those shows unknowingly that went on black people with them. I used to watch all those shit. Oh, it's time for Friends. Oh, it's time for Raymond. Oh, it's time for all these shows. Not realizing your black ass on none of these shows. You make your day around. Oh, shit. I got to go inside at 7 o'clock and watch my shows. That was like.
What was the one with Urkel?
Family Matters. Yeah, I watched those, but I didn't understand. Like, I was like, oh.
Once again, another show that we only watched literally because other shows at the same time period around it were in the same vibe. Like, you had Full House, you had this show. You had so if there were things that were in the same vibe, that's the only reason Boy Meets World got popular. There were just other shows in the same vibe as it. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
TGI Fridays was like, I was at home on Friday night watching everything. It was like TGI Friday had a Full House. Family Matters. What else came on TGI Friday?
I'm going to say this. This could blow people's minds. But if you think about it for a second, you'll be like, oh, shit, he might be right. The show that reminded me the most about Boy Meets World. Now, think about it. Boy Meets World, Topanga, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. The way the show was run, the way it was filmed and set up and everything, it reminded me of Home Improvement. Mm-hmm. It had that same vibe as Home Improvement to it. That's why I watched Boy Meets World, because I liked the Home Improvement vibe. So I liked that vibe too. And it was just the way they shot it, right? You got Mr. Wilson, but for him, he's got the old guy over to Finch, can never see his face.
Yeah.
You know, he's got Mr. Wilson, the principal, who he's always going to. Like there were similar things.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Damn.
Back to you, Angie. More on you. Dude, she got mad for a second. She said, don't you bring this goddamn. Okay, what? I'm trying to get through
you
this.
You
gonna
keep on hanging me? You gonna keep on playing with this rope, huh?
You
gonna keep on
dude,
playing with this
don't
rope.
Understand. You don't understand. This tree is tall and this rope is low. So we gotta climb, bro. If I'm jumping, I'm jumping from all the way at the top.
Andy deserves a award.
We ain't leaving nothing to chance at this point.
I don't even know how you let this happen. I'm like. That's his round of applause for Angie, because I don't even know how she lived this life.
Think about this. You get me for an hour once every 3 to 5 months for you and Cecil to make fun of. She gets me every night of every week and every day.
For 20 years.
For 20 plus years.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Years of dealing with this. She lives this way. Yeah, she's shooting herself. Yeah, she will. She's a saint.
You
fucking grabbed Mother Teresa and you put her on your podcast. Then you asked her if she likes it doggy style.
I don't know why,
like,
women even deal with men. We don't deserve women. That's probably why I don't feel good enough to get one, because I don't feel deserve being there.
Oh, no, I deserve women.
You don't. No, you don't.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't.
No, yeah,
she's giving you grace.
She is giving me grace, but I deserve women.
You might deserve women. You don't deserve this woman. Deserve some women. You deserve that one.
Listen, single dude, you might not deserve women. That's why you're single.
You're right. I don't deserve shit.
You definitely have one, not me, in your house that has attitude.
Oh, yeah, my daughter. She got a lot of attitude.
Sassy savage.
She'll smack a motherfucker around.
She's a sassy savage.
Swear to God, she will punch a dude in the face when she gets older. She's only 11.
Mark said that he, you know how dads of boys are like, well, you know, don't go out. Mm-hmm. You know, get a girl pregnant, or what if he does? I'm gonna have to have a speech with him, and he's prepping his speech for the first boy she punches in the face whenever they try to touch her.
Because I know what's happening, and I'm gonna be like, "Bro, you gotta be careful around these women." That's all I'm gonna say. He's gonna be like, "Your daughter punched me in the face," and I'll be like, "Yeah, it was her this time, but we don't know if it'll be her next time. That's the problem, and you're gonna have to learn that this can happen anywhere at any time for any reason." And you got to deal with that.
Anybody can get it.
That's right. Anybody can get it.
Opportunity punch
in
the face.
Any woman. Any color of woman. Any race, religion, creed. You name it. They'll give it to
you. Your daughter like.
Oh, yeah. For real. She a gangster. She's trying to figure out how she fell off because her last album was The Chronic. For real. Like, she don't understand it.
Hey, she said she wanted to be bigger than the Beatles.
She likes Snoop Dogg, but she likes Drop It Like It's Hot.
Yeah.
It was in Turbo.
Her favorite is Eminem.
She does love Eminem.
She does love Eminem.
She loves the white guy that can rap.
America!
Yeah. I don't think she's ever seen him before, has she?
Hell yeah. That's how she comes into our house. Like, legit, dude.
What's for dinner?
Oh, and by the way, she's a little tall, almost taller than me, isn't she?
Oh, she's close. And she's close to you.
And she's 11.
I don't have a chance, and my future's very bleak.
And she's got really long legs, so you know, at the pool, yeah. Like, there's nothing we can do.
God bless y'all.
She's going to be punching some guys.
Yeah,
so. I think so.
When was the first time you fell in love?
Separately
before y'all found each other. Like, the first, I know y'all won each other's first time in love. So who was the first person?
I'm still learning about it after 20 years. I don't know if I really love him or not.
But here's the thing, I don't know. Like, I know what true love is now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure I was on the way to and the right path of in the past. But I can't say that before Angie that I was truly in love. I could say that maybe with Melissa I was on the way to, because we were together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. Like, what true love really is and what it means, like, now I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same.
Okay. That was very poignant. Class, baby. Very quiet.
She's singing. Getting a cosign. Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Next question.
Well, but I think,
on Cincinnati.
But you know what? But to be honest with that question, though, for mm-hmm. the people out there watching, because there might be people out there watching right now in Cunningham County who are fans of you, fans of this show. They're single. They're trying to figure out why they can't find love or what love.
They
but
might
no,
not
no.
be fans of you now with us on here.
But no, they're trying to truly figure out, like, why they can't find love. Mm-hmm. And it's because you're not looking for the right thing. Stop looking for love.
It's
because
you're sitting there watching this. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn, she just gave me.
Damn, shots fired for real. For real. No. It's because it takes a really long time for all those pieces to fall into place, mm-hmm. for you to really understand what true love, the overall picture, looks like, right? Because mm-hmm. it's just as much about her going and getting my medicine, if I need medicine from Walgreens or whatever like that, when I'm sick or not feeling well or whatever, as it is about times where we're together cuddling with each other and, you know, talking to each other and things like that, but also being parents and her relying on me to enforce certain things with the kids, me relying on her to enforce it. Like, you know, all those little pieces show her that she's really that ride or die chick. Like, she really has got my back and I really got her back. And that's where the love comes in, because it's more than just sex or looks. It literally comes down to all these other things you never take into account when you're 19 or 25 trying to date a girl or date a guy. And you're in dates. Well, yeah, when you're on dates, you're not telling them about your Walgreens medicine. You're not dealing with this aspect of life or that aspect of life. You're keeping all that kind of to yourself. And then as things progress, they find out and they become part of your life.
Like, let me tell you about this knee I got. Oh, my God.
Well, no, for real, though, like, you're 25. You might have a bad knee. And you're not sitting there going, yeah, you know, my bad knee. I can't really get out on Saturdays and days where the storms are bad. Like, you're not doing that. But at 38? With a bad knee because of pro wrestling and because she saw you basically break your neck in the ring, were fighting people and stuff like that, your knee hurts. She goes, I understand. I literally watched him destroy his body with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. So she understands that, whereas everybody else is like, you just do that fake shit. It's like, God damn, fuck off. For real. Real gangster over here. True ride or die chick. La-da-da-da-da. For real. Two of them. Daughter and a mother. Just play the music. Let it rock. Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Cut it. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I was just asking who that was talking. Yeah, very much.
All right.
That's pretty much my sex life we figured out.
When was the first time you had sex?
Like separately or together?
Girl, this is separate questions, okay, ma'am? Ma'am. I guess, ma'am.
But you said, okay.
Individual questions.
But the problem is you keep saying you're and we are a couple. So
right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
The vernacular, sir.
You are correct. My lexicon of words are horribly chosen at this moment.
Yeah, your syntax is off.
Absolutely. Go on. We have a word battle now, motherfucker.
You keep using big words.
Okay, you're right. I'm horrible spelling. All right. I hate you, Mark.
I know. I love you. Mark. I love everybody.
I was 18 or 19. Okay. I got out of high school.
19? I think it was 19.
I was 21.
College girl I met.
I met a girl on Facebook. No, not Facebook.
Oh, no.
MySpace.
She was a senior in high school.
MySpace? Holy crap.
Yeah, we met on MySpace. Oh, wait, maybe it was a Yahoo's chat room.
Wow.
She's like,
you get that deep, that old?
It was like, I was like, she's
you
like,
were on IRC?
Yeah.
Yeah. You had your Kazaa going on over here.
No, I was an Apple hoe. I had Apple shit since like the first, the cocaine. I was right. Apple early.
Yeah, but you knew what Morpheus and all that.
Kazaa. I knew what it was, yeah. Yeah. I was a LimeWire guy. I was a LimeWire. I made some dope ass mix CDs. I wish I kept some of them.
Yeah, you are. You're stealing shit for sure.
Pornhub or X Videos?
Oh, X Videos over Pornhub.
I bought Pornhub Premium.
No, why? See, I never understood dudes who get passwords to those type of sites. I'm like, you can get any video for free right now. Mickey Mouse banging a dildo. Like,
but
literally.
The problem is, I ain't got bougie with my production, so I need a storyline.
Stop getting bougie and get
bourgeois. I need 4K. I need certain things aesthetically in my porn.
You need 4K? Why do you need 4K? It's not as if your dick would notice the difference.
But my mind does.
No, your mind doesn't know the difference between 1080 and 4K.
I am ruined.
There is no way with your dick in your... No person... Listen to me. With your penis in your hand, handling business, at that moment, there's no way in your mind you're looking at the picture going... This is only 1080p, and if it was 720, I might get soft.
I will settle with 1080p, but I can't do no lower than that. So I can't watch. If it's not HD, I can't watch it.
That's where you're cutting.
I need production. I need storyline.
You even need storyline? Like, you need good
writing? I need to know how we got here.
Are you watching the AVN Awards? Are you watching the
porn awards?
No,
I'm not there yet.
Why
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there.
I am not there yet.
You got syntax and everything. Like, you totally are there.
I'm not there yet.
Hope Priscilla Pussy gets her award tonight. I love her. Like, that's going to be you. Like, that's it. Like, I can see it. Marcus just sitting here. On your cell phone, too. You know you're not in front of, like, some 5K TV or anything with 5G connected to it or anything. No. It's just a cell phone that's this big, and you're watching the AVM Awards from some desk at your work. Like, I understand all this shit. Like, stop this crap. You know, it doesn't matter. Your cell phone isn't even 4K. That's where you're watching all the porn at.
Excuse me, sir. I have 11. I have an iPhone 11. My shit is great.
That 4K? Is that,
yeah, you damn right. I even got 4K on iPad.
I don't even notice this thing. I don't see color or sexual preference.
I am trying. This is my biggest thing. I've been trying to get over.
This is your best episode of Cognac Corner ever.
Sorry.
Ever. You got a 50th anniversary one coming up. It still ain't gonna beat this shit. And I love you. I'll even be there cheering that one on. I'm not sure
what
if that's
doing
true.
For that?
So I'm having a live show at Big Daddy's. Oh, let me. I'm a promo.
You know what it is? You know what it's going to be? It's going to be literally a sex therapist up there with him, breaking him down. And that's what it's going to be for an hour straight. Because that's all he did. He hired up someone to come in and talk about his sexual problems in life for an hour in front of a live studio audience. Because that's what happened. Look at him. Oh, yeah. He's got some shit. Yeah, he does. What you got here? What you handing out? Oh, look. You got multiples.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Look at you. You got stickers? Oh, that's really sweet. Yeah, you give her all the stickers. Give her pictures of you and white dudes. Just give her pictures.
My son will put these on his skateboard.
Yep, he'll put them on his skateboard.
I think that's it. I think I got some. Cecil got some over there, too. I got to give it to you. Oh, Mark. Here, Mark, you get some, too.
No, I'm good.
Ain't that a bitch?
No, I'm good, man. Is that a Soulardian sticker? Am I even a Soulardian?
You are. Oh, you definitely Soulardian. Now you're a Soulardian, and here you go.
And I got my official Cecil. And, oh, I love this. I love these. I got them. I'm good. I got those.
No, there's other ones.
Yeah, man, we know. Yeah, save those for all your fans on the 50th
anniversary. Are you saying
you're a Rams fan?
This is Cognac Corner.
But I don't need all of them. Because
yes, you do. You'll carry them for me.
Thank you. See, love, true love, right there. That's what it looks like. See, true love. That's my point. She understands.
If you give them to him, so you just gotta give them to me.
True love is understanding that when he can't get it up, there's reasons, and you understand why. That's it. That's literally true love, right there. That's it. When she's not in the mood and you understand why, you just go, I love her. And that's it. That's true love. That's true love. You'll just go to bed and you'll wake up the next day. That's it, Marcus. I figured all your problems out. You want to work on black-white cultural relations now? We can fix that shit real quick. Seriously, I'm not even joking. I'm going to need black people to do certain things. I'm going to need white people to do certain things. End of story. Fix it all, Shirai.
Still trying to get through these questions.
You got that old VSOP song? You got that old VSOP song from like 1995? VSOP?
I don't even want to go through these questions no more.
Yeah, you know you got that VSOP
song. House or condo?
Oh, we had both. We've had both.
Yeah. I'd say house.
I like the condo better now, because it was easier to clean and deal with.
And we had no kids.
Well, we didn't have kids.
Oh, yeah. You can't have kids in the condo.
Well, you can't really have kids in a house because, like, in life in 20, like, okay, when we were growing up, you remember this, Marcus, go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and play. Yeah. Like, go hang out, go do things, okay?
Be home now, by 7, 8 o'clock,
but now,
9.
Everything that these kids are into, like, our mom and dad would buy us a video game for $50, right? Mm-hmm. But it was Punch Out. And if you beat Mike Tyson, you won. If you didn't, you didn't. And then you just
wasn't no
trying.
Saving.
There was this,
oh yeah,
but there was
and
no.
You don't save it. You play the whole time.
There was
time, yeah.
No download. There was no
things.
Downloadable content.
No
extra content. New
nope.
Fighters and stuff. Right.
No expansion
now,
packs.
Now, yeah. Now it's they buy one game. They want to sit there and play with their friends on microphones with their head. Like that's the other thing. I couldn't talk to my friends unless they were sitting next to me. We had relationships. Now they
them
can
big
just
goofy ass headphones over there. That's Cecil's other pair.
That's my point. You got those on and you're talking to your friends. So now I don't need to go to their house. I don't need to go see them. We're doing something we like right here. We can talk to each other. And now I want to sit inside all day. Oh, and by the way, here's 3 new characters for $5 more. So you got to buy those too, and that's more money out of your pocket now. I can justify the buying downloadable content in video games for your cell phone. I can justify that real easily. Because when I was a kid, I loved Street Fighter 2. I'd take a roll of quarters, $10 in quarters, all the way up there to that 7-Eleven, and I would drop all $10 in that machine. Almost on a daily basis. Almost on a daily basis. So if I'm spending $2 for this game here and $2 for this game there over a 3-month period, fine. I only spent $4 over 3 months. Dude, I was dropping 50 a week on that Street Fighter machine. 50 cents a pop. Every game. Do you see my point? Like, really dropping that money. And that's 1991. That's 1990. So, like, yeah, things have changed, but they haven't really changed. We just view them differently because so many apps are free, we think everything should be free.
Yeah. You get what you pay for, though.
You get what you pay for. There's nothing sexual about that, by the way.
Cat or dog?
Neither.
I would prefer a cat. Now, my daughter wants all pets all the time, but she's allergic to them.
God is a comedian.
Well, I'm slightly...
She'll come home, she'll say, I need Benadryl. So-and-so got a puppy, and it was just so cute, and her face is all blotchy, and eyes are all swollen.
This is true. True story.
Wow. That's so fascinating.
That's crazy.
That is so fascinating. I love animals, but you're going to kill me. I love you so much.
Do you have any animals?
Hell no. Nah.
Why not? You don't like them?
I didn't grow up with them.
That's kind of my thing. My dad was allergic, so I never really grew up with them.
I mean, I think once I get established, like, give me like maybe a condo. Might give me like a big dog. So I don't. At this point, I don't see me with a wife and kids. I feel like I'm going to get to the bunny. Give me a nice, well trained.
I don't see you with a wife and kids either.
I don't either.
Go on.
I'm gonna get like a pit bull, bull massive mix.
It was a joke. Calm down.
I already got it.
I love Marcus. He'll be fine. He's got a great personality.
I'm gonna get nice.
She's got a really nice personality. That's all I'm saying. She's got a nice personality. Taller than you?
I don't Marcus? Know if you like him or not?
No,
not
I'm not. I'm not. I'm not.
You know, he likes tall men.
I'm 6'3". One 6'4". Yeah.
One little man.
He got me.
By an inch, maybe. Anyway, go on.
Music during sex or silence?
Oh, I prefer music during sex.
I do too.
What about you?
It doesn't matter.
At this point in our relationship, it's happened a million different ways with a million different backgrounds. We don't really care anymore. Crying babies in the background, all kinds of shit. Like, we're human beings. We've seen everything. We've done it all.
Beer or liquor?
Beer or liquor?
Bic or liquor?
Liquor.
But if you have to choose one for a whole evening,
she wants beer.
You can't handle your liquor?
No, she can. She just prefers beer.
Mm. What kind of beer?
Cheap beer.
Bud Light.
Bud Select. Budweiser.
Bud heavy. I can't drink beer no more. Like, I've sort of weighed myself. I don't know why I have chose to do that, but like, Bud Select really is hard for me to get down.
Really,
I can drink more beer.
Yeah.
Than I can like the hard liquor.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I just sort of switched. She over
can handle drinking it more consistently.
Yeah. I think if liquor I, for I think me, I could probably. I think for me, beer, like, if I'm at a lake, somewhere like that, I can handle it. Like, at a bar, I'm going for something like Crown Apple.
My problem with beer is it's too basic. It makes every dude think that there's just some good times happening. It's like, no, man, some of y'all ain't having good times. You're just drinking beer because
everybody's not winning right now.
Yeah, everybody's not winning, and you're just drinking it because it's like water. Like, that's it. Like, if you just liked water more, you'd just be drinking water right now. Mm-hmm. Like, legitimately.
Right. Jay-Z and Nas.
Jay-Z.
Good girl. I like her. She's the one. She's the one.
See, the problem with that is Jay comes. I'm already in the music business by the time Jay breaks. Like, mm-hmm. Legit. Like, I know he's, oh, yeah, bro. You know, it's 1991, yo. And I was doing my thing. It's like, no one really knew you back then, dude. Like, you didn't really pop until about 97. So you got 6 years you're adding on there that nobody was paying attention in New York at all. So Nas, on the other hand, it's like, well, I think it was pretty obvious, ladies and gentlemen. Just look at Ether, listen to Ether one time, and that's it. Like, that's the end of that conversation right there, right? Because ain't nobody going to sit there and say he didn't get Jay, because that was on Jay, right?
Yeah, he won that. He won that battle.
Yeah, he went up against Jay, and he was like, yo, bro, I'll put you where, I got your milkshake. You bring this
Ether
shit to
Ether was a better record, but Jay was a better song. Ether was just pure to the point. Is where Jay's record was a good song that happened to be a diss record.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, he won that. Like, Nas won that.
Right. That's my point. Like, I'm just, I like Nas better. It's nothing against Jay, though. I like Jay. I think Jay's got great music. Like, mm-hmm. I enjoy a lot of his stuff. I just, if I have to choose one, I'm taking Nas over Jay. Just because if I'm going to war. Like, I had this conversation with a friend of mine. Did you see The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We were sitting there, and I said, LeBron or Mike? Because that's the classic argument, right? Mm-hmm. And he started arguing on behalf of LeBron James. And I said, did you see The Last Dance? And he goes, yeah. I was like, I want Mike. And he goes, why? I was like, I'm going to get everything that LeBron James could, like, LeBron James is just a larger, faster, bigger version of Michael Jordan. And it's because Michael was the guy who influenced LeBron as he was growing up. So obviously, by the time LeBron gets the league, everybody's influenced by Jordan. So they're all playing like Jordans. Okay. So I know that physically, off the boards, off the everything, LeBron is a much bigger, better player overall. Truthfully, in a one-on-one, he's probably going to eat Mike alive. Legitimately. That's my belief. But if I'm going to battle, I want Mike. That dude was throwing anything and everybody. Like, it was literally, I will die on my sword.
Mm-hmm.
And you will.
I'm going to die on my shield.
I will die on my hill right here any day of the week for any reason. I don't even care if you're a scrappy Charlotte Hornets team. Like, I don't even care if it's Byron Russell. Like, I don't care who you are. I will die on that store. And they're like, oh, yo, Steve Kerr, you want to talk about that fight? No, we don't want to talk about it. Mike's like, no, we good. We ain't got to talk about that fight. Because Mike was like, yeah, I might have stepped on that one. So I'm good. Steve helped me win 3 championships, and I was a dick to him.
Can't
for no
put
reason.
A saddle on a Mustang,
but
baby.
Then Steve Kerr, 3 more, 4 more championships with the Golden State Warriors. He's sitting there on that documentary going, yeah, but there was method to his madness, mm-hmm. and it worked. Like, mm-hmm. how are you going to argue that? So when I go into battle, give me Mike.
You're
going to kill people.
Think about that. Says Steve Kerr. So your daddy went back to the place where he would get kidnapped, and then they killed him?
Something like that, yeah.
No, I'm not going back.
Well, he worked for a living doing things as like an outside whatever it was, and then they just happened.
He was assistant dean that became the dean.
Right.
Because the dean got snatched the week before. So you go back and say, I'm back at American University. Correct. We hate Americans. No. I said, yeah, dead. Yeah, you have to die now. Like, you go, I told you last week, don't come back. You go, come back. I got to stand on my bullet now.
Marcus, for some reason in our society now, people just don't pay attention to the signs anymore. They just don't, right? Right? Like, that's the whole Colin Kaepernick
God
thing, right?
God don't scream, she whispers. You got to hear the walking whispers of, stay your ass.
That's the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, though, right? We didn't pay attention originally because we just choose not to pay attention. Then shit goes down again a few years later, and it's like, oh, shit, we should have paid attention. It's like, that's America. That's
if literally. I told you so was a person.
Yeah.
Kaepernick, right?
But that's my point in general across the board. It's not about black or white. It's just who we are as Americans. We love to, like, wear this chip on our shoulder that we know better than everyone else. And then when that shit doesn't work out and we find out, oh, shit, we should have paid out. Dude, let me look back and we're just like, hindsight's 2020. Okay. You see my point? And that's not me defending or being against Colin Kaepernick. It's just that situation and how it went down. Look at it. Look at it. Pretty obvious.
Amen. Amen. PCR Apple. Oh, yeah. Turn to a gospel choir.
Okay. PC if I'm trying to work on stuff. Mm-hmm. Apple for legitimate consistency and working well.
I don't care either way.
But that's not totally true.
If it gets my work done, then I do it.
At one point, you had an Android phone, and you had multiple Android phones, and now you have an Apple iPhone.
But he's saying PC or Apple.
Well, that's basically PC or Apple.
No, my next question was actually iPhone and Android.
Oh, so it's iPhone. It's iPhone.
iPhone.
Do you understand where I was going, though? It gets mixed in together so much. You know, like now, because everything's so transitional between a laptop, a computer, and a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all kind of the same world.
I've been doing too much. Mary J. or Whitney Houston?
Wait.
Before
you're
you
say Mary
anything,
because
let
everybody
me,
just wants to make love to Mary
let
J.
Me
of the 90s.
Get, like, I'm going to play a Mary J. record, to be can. Fair. And then I'll play. Shut up, you jerk. Leave Auntie Mary alone.
The only damn song she had. Like, here's Mary J. Listen, before that song, you couldn't remember a song she did, even though I loved her. And after that song, I can't remember a song she did because I still love her, but it's that song. I think that's it for her, everybody with her. Like, nothing against her. You got some real hardcore people out there. Same goes for Patti LaBelle, though. What do we got here? Your fan base is going to be so angry. They're going to be like, you just brought white people on and ruined Cognac Corner, man. Got that white boy over there saying Cognac. Why has he got Cognac? Welcome to Cognac Corner, sponsored by Cowboy Box. My favorite place in the whole wide world. and Stu, the Cecil photographer. They're like
Whitney Houston.
Whitney for me too. We know you love her. We know you love Mary. Everybody who, like, listen, it's like as if Whitney just never, yeah, for real. Dun, 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 dun. Yep. For real. Like, that's all you need to play. I'm in a sweat. Listen, it's June what right now? June 25th, 6th, 7th, something 26. Like that? Okay. 30 years ago today, I'm in a swimming pool. This song is jamming. And it's 1990. It's 1989. And this song is jamming. Of course, this is my childhood. Love this song. For real. I want to dance. I don't even know she's a bodyguard yet. I don't even have that information. I just want to dance right now. That's how it is. 12-year-old Mark. I want to dance. That's the girl right there. Whitney. Hey, shit. But see, you know why Whitney? Range. Whitney had range. And she was true diva. True. Like, you want to make Mary a diva like that? But, like, Whitney? Whitney's walking into rooms like, no, make those red M&Ms. Now, motherfucker. Like, and that's it. People are doing it. Mm-hmm. No. I like that song and I like that album, but, like, I just... It just moves too slow for me. I don't like really slow, slow-moving songs. They remind me of church. No, they remind me of church services. Like funerals and stuff. Because, like, you know, like, raise me up on eagle's wings, carry... That kind of stuff. Like, those things remind me of each other. So I don't, like, dig on that. I don't like slow movies either, though. You didn't ask me anything. Angie! What do you think about Mary J. Blige or Whitney Houston?
Here, she voted a long-ass time ago.
I was the first one to say Whitney Houston while he was playing Mary J. Blige in the very beginning. And then you said, oh, yeah, Whitney, too. You agreed with me.
Are you trying to tell me to shut the fuck up?
You agreed with me.
Just say shut the
fuck up. Don't worry, I will.
Say shut the fuck up, Mark. Say shut the fuck up, Mark.
Leggings or sundress?
What's that?
What?
Leggings or sundress?
Leggings.
Although, though, I think a chick in a sundress is way hot.
Although Mark way and hot. Leggings, I don't think so.
No. I like
I what
like
kind of leggings?
Mark and leggings. Oh, I don't
no,
think so.
No, man. No, no, thank you.
You've seen me in leggings. That was my tights in pro wrestling. Like, literally, I wore them every time with no shirt and wrestled with men in rings and touched them. In places.
Why do you say it like that? Interesting.
Listen, first off, Marcus, can I explain something to you?
Please tell me more.
Can I explain something to you?
Mm-hmm.
I have been going to the gym a lot lately. Okay. Lady. I've been going to the gym a lot lately. I've been really getting into men's bodies and how they move. I've been watching dudes while they work out and watching the different angles and how they do things. Like, really trying to figure out the best ways to get the most out of the human male body. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So that's kind of my thing. That's what I've been doing lately, you know?
I'm really into it.
You want to come with me sometime?
No, not the way you explained it. Nah.
It's okay.
Just, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, one day, just let me know what your schedule. I might drop in and drop out, but you'll never know. I'll just say I was there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Angie over here, she's available for marriage. She will be divorcing Mark soon, so if you like her, you can jump on that real quick and try to talk to her. Yeah. Don't play Mary J. Blige, though. She needs Whitney. She needs Whitney, Casey, and JoJo.
Casey?
I'm just letting you know. She needs Casey and JoJo. All right.
We getting through these fucking questions.
You still ain't never played no high five for me. For real. I can't wait another minute for your love.
Boo. Thongs are boy shorts. Thongs are boy shorts.
Or board shorts?
Board shorts.
Boy shorts.
Oh, boy shorts.
Boy shorts. Oh. I've been drinking cognac.
Boy shorts.
Oh, I've never heard that answer before. This is unique to our relationship. What's your name? Are you new?
Did you answer the question?
She ain't playing with you.
She ain't playing, but I was a pro wrestler. Thong.
Gross.
So I know exactly what it looks like when your dude's got boy shorts on and a thong. I want that thong action. It makes it easier in the gym to watch how the movements are going with the weights and stuff and how you're lifting them and stuff. I'll go with Cecil next time he goes to the gym. We'll check him out. We'll make sure we check it out. Now, let me get behind you right here. Now, Cecil, you gotta lunge. You got to lunge in with your hips a little bit right here. You know what I'm saying? It's the best working.
That was 60 Shots, brought to you by Big Stu Films, Big Stu Media. Trying to push this goddamn button. It's not working, guys.
I don't even know what happened.
I don't know what happened either. Okay, it's not working.
Did you even record any of this shit?
No, we're fine. But that was 60 shots from brought to you by Big Stew. Wait.
Amen to that shit.
Oh, there we go. We back.
Yeah, we'll take the difficulty.
That was Big Stew, 60 shots. All right, guys. What's up? We exit soon?
No.
Okay. No, I was just checking to make sure kids didn't call.
Okay. I was like, oh, shit. I have to get this together.
Here, let me check this out. I don't know. Everybody else checking their watches and their phones and stuff. Let me take a look at it.
So, Angie, we're going to go with you. Give us, this is called The Week That Was. Your good and bad news of the last week.
Right.
Angie starts. So this week that was, and tell me how you're good and bad of the last week, as you can remember. We know the bad because the bad came with you.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really have any bad, and the good is just hanging out with my kids and watching them swim. And we were lucky to find a pool, an inflatable pool for the kids, so yeah. they're having fun with that.
I'm not missing inflatable pools of the kid. Looks like Joey.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Joey. Sometimes. Go on. I'm listening to you guys.
Go ahead. That was our week. She said only bad was you and you here, and the good was the kids in the pool.
Yeah, that was the only question. It wasn't for you.
No, you're good. Your week is here, so what was the bad?
I'm trying to find
we're
this.
Over here.
Oh, shit.
Stop, man.
She gets sassy, savage.
Oh, phone out. Ignore
being
us.
All bourgeois. I will not be ignored.
Welcome to the tilt of the He had to even tell him the song, not the weed. Light up the song. BSOP. Above the Law, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody knows about Above the Law. Yeah, we had to jam that VSOP. I'm sorry. By the way, your friend Brendan, he said Nicki all day instead of Cardi B. I'm just letting you know.
Week that was, Mike.
The week that was. Well, the good was. Let me think. This last week, what was the good of last week? Last week was a pretty dead week. Not much going on. Kind of getting back into the move of things. We released our new album for our new track for our artist Loopy, called Fuck Rap. We put that out last week.
I saw it. We put
that out, which was really really good, and that was really successful. So we got that moving and stuff. And of course, I'm working with Z Major on a couple things. And Mars own a couple of people, but like beyond that, like the bad, still stalker issues, bro. You know, I don't want to talk about it, but like it's still a problem. Like these people, they can't stop themselves. And I appreciate having stalkers. That's cool and all. And my wife really loves it when like, you know, the police have to like watch our house and shit like that. Like we really appreciate it, guys. Like, but at the same point, it's like maybe you guys should move on with your lives. Maybe you could get a girlfriend if you stop stalking my house.
At first, I thought he was talking about the kids.
No. By no means whatsoever. But no, these people are just really weird. They're like putting up screen caps from like 10 years ago. Look at this guy had a part-time job. And I'm like, yeah, a third part-time, like a third job. Like not my first. Not my GED, maybe, if I get lucky and around to it. Like, no, like my third job, two regulars and a third one. It's like, I'm more American and patriotic than all of you. Like, I'm paying more in taxes. I'm literally working three times as hard. Like, stop it. Stop it. Craziness. You people are weird.
Don't come for me until I send for you, damn it.
This is Podcast Poppy. Thanking you for listening to part one of this episode. Tune back in next week for the conclusion. Real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac.